We're continuing on with our study of worship team basics, and we're going to be looking today at week number 5, what is worship music? We've said, just a quick review, that worship is the act of responding to God's revelation of His infinite worth. And then a worshiper is one who spends their whole life seeking, finding, and responding to God's revelation of His infinite worth. A worship leader is a worshiper who is called, gifted, and yielded to the privilege of leading others in responding to God's revelation of His infinite worth. A worship team, then, is a family of worship leaders, each called, gifted, and yielded to leading others in responding to God's revelation of His infinite worth. So today, what is worship music? Worship music is music that helps us to perceive and respond to God's revelation of His infinite worth. I know these definitions may seem overly simplistic, but that's on purpose. We could get much, much, much more complex, but if we get too complex, we lose the simplicity of our core value of what worship is all about. It's all about God's infinite worth, Him revealing to us, and our responding to Him. So today, what is worship music? Worship music is music that helps us to perceive and respond to God's revelation of His infinite worth. Music is our means of serving. It's our method of expressing our service in God's house as worship people, as worship teams and leaders. In 1 Chronicles 6, verses 31 and 32, it says, "These are the men whom David put in charge of the service of song in the house of the Lord after the ark rested there. They ministered with song before the tabernacle of the tent of meeting." Music and song evidently are very important in the worship life of God's people. We see that exampled in the fact that 38,000 Levites were separated for service in the house of God. And of that 38,000, 4,000 of them were appointed to the service of music in God's house. We find that in 1 Chronicles 23:5. But our calling to serve goes beyond just using our musical and technical abilities for our own enjoyment or to entertain others. In 1 Chronicles 25:1, it said, "David and the chiefs of the service also set apart for the service the sons of Asaph and of Heman and of Jeduthun, who prophesied with lyres, harps, and with cymbals." All right, so there's a prophetic element to music ministry in God's house. We bring heaven down to earth and earth up to heaven through music. Now, music is an art form. All forms of art have elements of communication, both receptive and expressive. Or we could say it in the vernacular of our worship definitions, perception and response. So we perceive something and then we respond to it. The music can communicate both articulate ideas and also abstract emotion. For instance, we use words or lyrics to clearly articulate or describe what we think, see, or feel. And then we use melody, harmony, rhythm, and other musical dynamics to convey the mood of what we think, what we see, what we feel. And the hearer of our music is moved in spirit, soul, and even body to respond to the totality of the musical expression. Much more is communicated than in a lecture on the subject. There's a saying, a picture is worth 1,000 words, but a song is worth 10,000 words. Okay, so I made that part up, but it makes a valid point. A song communicates much more, the totality of the musical expression, lyrics, and also musical communication, musical dynamics, communicates much more than just spoken word about something. So in the area of worship music, we perceive some aspect of God's infinite worth, and then we use music in all of its elements to describe what He's revealing to us. We paint, I like to say, a musical picture of what we perceive, what we see, what we hear, what we think, what we feel. And this is whether we're writing a song in the moment, for the moment, a prophetic expression to where we're seeing, sensing revelation from heaven, and we put words, music to it and express it. Or if we're using an already written song that matches the thought and emotion that God's revealing. For instance, this song, "To worship you I live, to worship you I live, to worship you." Whether we are just coming up with that on our own in the moment or we're using that as a written song, it expresses something very different than, say, this song. "Ah, Lord God, Thou hast made the heavens and the earth, by thy great power. And so we would want to use one in one moment, but it wouldn't work in the other. All right, so in the music that we're creating, the hearer can now perceive what he or she did not perceive a moment ago. They see what they didn't see. They hear what they didn't hear. And they feel what they didn't feel. So the hearer now becomes a responder. This is why we need to be very responsible with the gifts and the talents and the anointing that God has given us, because we want to represent or represent what it is that heaven is showing us so that the hearer can respond genuinely to God. We don't want to manipulate people with our own emotion or our own thoughts in a moment. So the hearer now becomes a responder, responding to God's revelation of himself. Now they're expressing from their innermost being with the help of the music. Words, melody, harmony, rhythm, dynamics, all the elements combining to bring something to the Lord from inside the worshiper that they didn't even know a moment ago was in there to offer him. Like a minute ago, I wasn't even thinking about the Lord. Now I'm drawn into worship of him as I realize through this song how much I love him. I love you, Lord, and I lift my voice. It's like I hear that song and now I'm inspired. It's like, yeah, you know, I do. I find in myself, I do love him. And now I'm responding genuinely to him in a way I couldn't a moment ago. Our definition, again, of worship music, it's music that helps us to perceive and to respond to God's revelation of his infinite worth. Let's talk for a moment about different styles of worship music. And for the purpose of our study here today, by different styles, we mean, for example, different genres, pop, country, rock, punk, classical, or music from different cultures, reggae versus Southern gospel versus K-pop. Could be music from different eras, hymns from the 1800s versus hill songs from the 1990s versus Maverick City music from last week. So all styles of music are valid. All right, I want to say that all styles of music are valid. Each can be used effectively to reveal and evoke a response to the same idea or feeling, but in different ways. We see this actually illustrated in different styles of psalms in the Bible. Even though we don't know what the music sounded like, we can tell that they would have been written both in response to different revelations of God and also to express things in different ways to him. Just a few examples, Psalm 8, verses 1 and 2. O Lord, our Lord, how majestic is your name in all the earth. You have set your glory above the heavens. Out of the mouth of babies and infants, you have established strength because of your foes to still the enemy and the avenger. Very different from Psalm 22, verses 1 and 2. My God, why have you forsaken me? Why are you so far from saving me from the words of my groaning? O my God, I cry by day, but you do not answer, and by night, but I find no rest. Which is very different from Psalm 103, verses 1 through 3. Bless the Lord, O my soul, and all that is within me. Bless his holy name. Bless the Lord, O my soul, and forget not all his benefits, who forgives all your iniquity and heals all your diseases. Or Psalm 150, 3 through 6. Praise him with trumpet sound. Praise him with the lute and harp, and on and on and on. Praise him. Praise the Lord. So each of these different styles were the sincere expression of the psalmist in that moment. They're expressing their what they perceived of the Lord, their revelation of him, and then their response to him. So music is the tool of our trade. It's the method that we use to fulfill our calling to serve God and his people together in worship in the house of God. We don't just default to the styles of music that we personally enjoy the most. We have to always be looking to learn different styles while keeping our expression genuine and from our own heart and that of the people that we're serving in the moment. For instance, if a different style isn't something I can pull off musically or doesn't connect with the people I'm serving at the moment, it won't bring revelation of God or response from his people. And that's what we're after. We seek to find music that best first expresses the revelation of God today. Secondly, reaches the hearts of the worshipers who are here today. And third, all with the goal that through this process of revelation and response, the glory of God is released in the earth in this moment.